This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Devastating wildfires that have ravaged the west coast of the United States continued to rage Wednesday as smoke from the deadly blaze spread across the country and even reached Europe, 4,900 miles away. The deadly fires are concentrated in the U.S. states of California, Washington, and Oregon, and have killed more than 30 people. Weather forecasters predict thunderstorms for Oregon Thursday and Friday, which could help the 17,000 firefighters containing the blazes and clearing the air of smoke. Hurricane Sally uprooted trees, flooded streets, and cut power to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses Wednesday. This as the powerful storm brought, quote, historic and catastrophic flooding to the Alabama-Florida coast in the United States, the National Hurricane Center said. Some parts of the Gulf Coast have already been inundated with more than 18 inches of rain in the last 24 hours. Damage from Sally is expected to reach $2 to $3 billion, according to a research company that tracks tropical storms and models the cost of their damage. The U.S. Justice Department has charged seven defendants in connection with cyber intrusions involving a wide range of businesses, companies, and people. At a Justice Department news conference, Deputy Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen says they are part of a cyber criminal scheme attacking more than 100 companies and institutions worldwide.
We have unsealed three indictments that collectively charge five Chinese nationals with computer hacking and charge two Malaysian nationals for helping some of those hackers target victims and sell the fruits of their hacking.
The alleged hacking effort from early 2014 until August 2020 targeted thousands of computers, including the computer networks of several companies in the $1 billion video